Hi, my name is Jeff Pagano, and welcome to the Harpin and Rugby Preview Show. And joining me to look ahead to the massive clash on Saturday at the Aviva Stadium is someone making his 79th pod appearance. Welcome back to Mr. Neil Keogh Keegan.
79, whatever debt you're paying, it must be nearly paid off at this stage.
We're getting there eventually. Well, just over halfway anyway. No, before we crack on, just to get your quick thoughts on Leinster's 36-22 win over Leicester last week.
I'll take the scoreline and not the memory of the game. Like as you were talking about a second ago, watching Gibson Park live is magical. A lot left in the tank for this week. Good crack afterwards. Great to see people. Brought the old man there for his birthday, so everyone had a good time. Paid for it the next day, but no, a lot in the tank, and I'm gagging for this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it was just, we could never get over that 14-point cushion. We never really felt comfortable towards the end, but and Leicester got off to a good start. But like you say, I mean, we'll take the magic from wherever we can. And that first half hat-trick really spoke for itself, and it really put, Gibson Park. And as Keno said on our rap pod, if it was DuPont who had done it, sure, the whole rugby world would be talking about it. So we'll see how much his stock rises, for the rest of the season. But anyway, look, let's push on. And now it's time to look ahead at our feature match of the week, which is, of course, Leinster v La Rochelle in the quarterfinals of the 23-24 Investec Champions Cup. It's taking place at the Aviva Stadium again on Saturday, April the 13th, kicking off at 5:30 p.m. TV coverage in Ireland is on RTE2 and TNT Sports 3. As ever, you'll find the full listings for the weekend over at harpinandrugby.com. Just click the Rugby on TV tab. Leinster named their match day 23 at lunchtime on Friday. If you're watching on YouTube, it's right there in the screen. Or for pod listeners, it's in the program notes. Keogh has picked out a few points coming from Leinster's team, talking about the balance first.
Yeah, that's the thing. So, once we finish the Six Nations, it's how the lads are going to come in. How are you going to balance, them coming in with the people who have done the jobs in the meantime? And, you look at players like Osborne right there in the midfield with the injury to Ringrose. He's obviously kind of stepping up and getting another shot at a big game. He's a big boy, big game. And with Robbie Henshaw, who's starting to come back into massive, massive form. But the balance, when you look at the second row, so the short bit of analysis is beef in the pack, speed in the backs. You got Jason Jenkins in there beside McCarthy, because when you see what the 4 and 5 of La Rochelle are going to do, they're going to go for it. They've got a bit of beef there. Nothing to be scared of, nothing new. It's just consistent carnage. And so the boys will need to have twinkle toes as well as, big shoulders on them on the day, which is great. Love watching Jenkins play. But it's going to be interesting to see what the bench. You've got Conan on the bench, Van der Fleer on the bench. So I do feel that, they're looking at an 80-plus minute performance. And there's quite a good balance on the starting 15 versus the 6-2 that has come back.
Yeah, I mean, it seems that what we're doing is we're picking a team that's specifically for this opposition, with the players that we have. And what we've done in the past is just, push forward with our best team week in, week out. And of course, 95, 96% of the time that worked, but that extra percent is the one we're looking for. And it, they seem to have reverted to what we did in La Rochelle earlier in the season and gone for a team that, we brought Will Connors in. He's a quality player. He'd walk into pretty much anyone's European team, but he hasn't featured that much this season, except for that, most notably that win in La Rochelle. And, he's a specific type of a defender in particular, but he's got talents in other areas as well. So it'll be interesting to how he's deployed. And also Jenkins, you mentioned him, very interesting that he's starting. It's a big hole left by James Ryan, of course. And it was a big hole that he left when he went off in that final that we don't really want to talk about last year, but it'll be interesting to see if they've got a specific role for him in this spot. And then of course in the centers, you mentioned Jamie Osborne. I mean, him and Henshaw, they're up against pretty much the best center pairing in Europe, I'd say, at the moment, because they're both fit, Dante and Setteni. So there's contest all over the park. Your second point is about how we put those past falling short against La Rochelle behind us.
Yeah, part of this is between the ears. It's not a skill issue. It's not that kind of thing. It's between the ears. And I know we had a good shift against them earlier on in the competition, but there is still a ghost to go. And you know what I mean? If things start happening similar to last year, we need to have a good start like we had last year. I think the layout of the team is different to navigate the pressure that's going to come back during the game. But I think the lads need to switch off social media, or I'm sure they already have switched off social media, ignore where La Rochelle are going, what they're doing. Just concentrate on your own piece of the world. And you know, they're professional guys, they know what they're doing. And there's no, I don't think there's any fear of anything that's going to happen on tomorrow as we're talking. They know what's going to happen. So it's just a matter of finding a place. It's like any sort of combat is the wrong word, but any sort of contact you're going to go into where you know it's a level that you rarely have to get to, they have to find a way to get there. And if we can get there, if Leinster can get there tomorrow, I think there's a big win, not a big scoreline win, but I mean big for the team, the squad, the supporters, between the ears of everybody. It's going to be massive, and I do feel they have it in them. I do think they kind of closed up shop and talked amongst themselves. Maybe they had their own pods or whatever it is. The leaders stepped up, talking about Jenkins stepping in as a leader. He might end up doing something similar to what Ryan was doing last year and just disrupting as much as he can, sticking those big 4 meter arms in there, just making a mess, slowing the ball down to get to the midfield, to get to the wings. But it's all about between the ears here. And the simple thing, you and I know, social media is a terrible place at the best of times. I hope they all switched it off this week. They surrounded themselves with a good coffee, good family, good chats, and they're ready to rock tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, making a mess of the opponent's ball is kind of it's a real South African thing, isn't it? So Nienaber is bringing that to Leinster, and he's got Jenkins there, who'd probably be more used to it than a lot of people. Yeah, another feature for Leinster this season has been, like, with regards to previous season, we were winning, putting 50 burgers up week in, week out, and learning nothing from it. But what we've had this season, we've had a lot of teams, and last weekend's an example of that as well. Leicester came and scored in the first few minutes, and they put it to us in the opening minutes. That be the ability to adjust within the game as well has been key. So as we all know, last year we got off to such a great start, but then, you know, we were gradually worn down. But solving problems mid game has been a feature for us this season, and we'll definitely need it. So it's those extra aspects as well, not just the tactics we're bringing into the game that could be key. And finally, you just want to mention, looks like there could be a sellout crowd on Saturday.
Absolutely brilliant, and I salute absolutely everybody. It's not easy going to these games, finance wise, real life wise, but I salute everyone going. You know, it's just not working out for me this weekend after the damage done last weekend. But no, it's going to be great, and it's another massive job for the people in the stadium. There can't be a quiet seat. There can't be little bits of conversations about what you're going to do afterwards. The perfect time to kick off, 5:30, is absolutely perfect. We need everyone there early, screaming. I want to hear everyone being hoarse on the dart on the way home. We need to be there for the team. Not that we're not, but we just need to be extra there this weekend.
Absolutely. We don't want to look too far ahead, obviously, but of course, it was announced during the week that as much as we love going to the Aviva, if should we win this one, we'll actually be playing at Croke Park in the semifinals. That's an extra big incentive, extra big reward going through. You know, imagine an 80,000 crowd, but you know, obviously, we don't want to imagine too much.
Oh,
A
it doesn't
little bit of
exist
rugby
yet.
to be
Yeah.
played, exactly. And then we'll just have a quick look there at the La Rochelle lineup, which was also announced. I think the key there, from Leinster's point of view, is the absence of Brice Doulin at 15. I'd say, you know, someone in our WhatsApp group pointed out that it's probably as much a loss to them as a Hugo Keenan would be for us. With the guard, you know, he's got a great rugby brain. He doesn't just play normal 15. He can start attacks going out of nothing, and it's a big loss for them. But obviously, plenty of names around the park there that can hurt us. Good to see. From an Irish point of view, good to see Ulton Delan get a start there. He'll be alongside Skelton in the second row, that back row where we have a specialist chop tackler in our wearing our seven jersey with Van der Fleer to back him up. We've got Bhotia, who's a specialist poacher, starting for them. So there's a lot of, you know, and of course that front row with Antonio and loads of places around that team that can hurt us. So it's going to be it goes without saying it's going to be a tough ask for Leinster for sure.
Oh,
Okay.
100%. Can I just say really quickly, as you see it on the screen, and you see it on all the apps, and you see it written down, they're big boys. And it's the basics. It's keeping them turning around. It's keeping them moving. Keeping them putting the what they did to us last year. We need to get them working hard. So that's why I think our footwork in our front five is superior. Where there's a size difference, but the footwork is there. I think if you push up on Alton Delan, make him feel a bit of pressure, Skelton has to double job. He's not going to, I said it last year, he can't do 80 minutes, but if he's double jobbing, he can't do it. So I think we've got to be smart in what we're going to do. They know they're going to try and do things like, you know, Ulster did, Leicester did last weekend, kind of charge into that hole behind our front line. We need to keep them busy no matter what. James Lowe needs to find touch, needs to find Rosehead every single time, and keep them turning around, having to turn on their arse and walk back. That's what we need. We need to get, if they're wearing Fitbits, they need to be hitting their step count 15 minutes into this game and have them sucking so much wind that their support is going to suffocate from oxygen deprivation. That's what we need.
Absolutely. And okay, so now let's have a quick look at the officials. It's an all-English team there, as you can see, with Carl Dixon holding the whistle and his assistants there. The weather for Ball's Bridge, it promises to be to behave the way it's saying. It might be a bit windy, but a little or no rain and mainly clear. That's pretty much all you want for a match like this. And now we'll just have a quick look at other matches. Now, of course, three other quarterfinals this weekend, big matches. But I want to focus more on the other provinces that are left in Europe. We've got both Ulster and Connacht have away quarterfinals.
Yep, Connacht going to Italy. I haven't looked at the Connacht squad yet, but hopefully the lads are still in there, still ready to go. I enjoyed the game last week, and I feel there's a bit. It almost feels like there's been a bit of momentum coming back into that other green jersey, which is great to see. There's no question on spirit. There's no question on skill. There's other business stuff, but I think they have this momentum. If they can keep a hold of that, start well, really get some momentum going, we may end up with another Connacht win at the business end of the season.
Yeah, I mean, if you go back about 10 years and you knew one team was playing away to Claremont and one team was playing away to Benetton, you know which one
Yeah.
you'd be favoring more, but it's complete reversal now. Claremont are in serious relegation trouble in the top 14. And they've actually playing La Rochelle the following week, actually, as it turns out. So they might have a serious eye on that match. So it could be a chance for us to progress, but Connacht, you wouldn't rule them out either. They pulled out a really gutsy second half against Pau last week. So two possibilities there from to move on. Okay, and then before we go to our predictions, a quick shout out to the Irish women. You'll see the team there on the screen. They have a massive game against Wales in Cork on Saturday. It's a shame it clashes with the Leinster match. I'm really annoyed about that. I know it's what they call a first world problem, but it's the second half. When that second half kicks off is when things are kicking off at the Aviva. So that's like 55 pairs of eyeballs that could have been watching the girls against Wales. But they picked a team there. Great to see Cliona Maloney
Yep.
back in the reckoning there. She's on the bench. So we wish the girls all the best. And that's a huge game for them in the Women's Six Nations. Okay, so it's head on the block time, Keigo. Leinster v La Rochelle. How do you see it going?
I think our friend Frawley is going to be the difference. I think he's going to come on. And I think it's a couple of penalties in it. I think it's like 6 points. I think we're going to squeeze a couple of exhausted penalties out kind of last quarter. And they won't have the gas to keep going. I think we've learned from our mistakes. I think it's 6 points.
Yeah, there's absolutely no question that we can do it. There's absolutely no question that we're coming from a position of strength, no matter what results have gone on in the past and or what injuries we might have. I think it's a big task for them. They've done a lot of traveling this week. We just have to exploit them in every way that we can, and I think we can do it. But it should be a great occasion. Yep.
Just one thing, while they're driving up from Munster, if we could all get on the motorway and drive really slowly, I think that's the way forward as well.
You mean the La Rochelle fans?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Drive
Yeah,
everybody slowly. Yeah, all the way up. Yep.
yeah. Okie dokie. Listen, man, we're going to leave it there. Many thanks for joining us again. What stand-up gigs have you got lined up?
So on Thursday, I am in Yamamori, a Japanese restaurant,
Been
doing
there many
comedy.
a
Apparently
time.
it's
Yep.
Yeah, so I'm going to get in there, have some Japanese food, and tell a few jokes. So that's
They
going to be
have
great on
magic. They
Thursday.
have magic bowls of noodles there. That just you've eaten three spoonfuls and it's still full.
Okay,
It's it's
job done.
that's
They're paying me in noodles, so that's
there
great.
you go. There you go. Paid by the noodle. Okay, listen, all those links, of course, are in the program notes. Well, listen, cheers. Have a great weekend. Hope to see you soon.
Absolutely, it's going to be a great one.
Should be. And many thanks to y'all for tuning in to our latest preview show. If you can also tune in to Dublin South 93.9 FM around 5 p.m. on Friday, you can check out our Harp and Rugby segment there. Then be sure to enjoy the match wherever you are. You can follow us on all the usual social media channels, including Threads and Blue Sky. We will, of course, have a wrap pod for you this week, recording on Sunday evening. So hopefully you'll help us out by liking, sharing, and subscribing. In the meantime, stay safe, everyone. Slán.